好啦，各位听众朋友，翻到嚟我哋节目时间第二节嘅部分。今朝早喺直播室入边咧，我系同一位咧我哋 local 嘅一位嘅厨师倾偈咧，就系 Mark Singson 嘅。Welcome back to the show, Mark. It's nice to have you on.
Thank you.
And 一路都好想系安排 Mark on the show 啦。咁 Mark is currently in Top Chef Canada 嘅噃吓。So I was going to talk about your origins in cooking, but I guess let's just go straight into the cooking competition. How did that come about?
I was in a scenario where I wasn't really working too much, and you know, I had a couple of hiccups that coming through the past couple of years, and I was just in a situation where I had nothing to lose but so much to gain. And then from there, I just decided to apply.
So you applied yourself?
That's right, but they actually, I think at that time, I applied for Chopped. They didn't end up calling me back. They changed the theme for it or something like that. But then when the calling for Top Chef happened, I was really interested. I was in a scenario in my career where I really had nothing to lose. And
咁我就問阿 Mark 咧，因為佢而家就參加咗咧，最近咧而家喺電視咧喺 Food Network 播緊嘅 Top Chef Canada， 咁好多朋友都會係對呢個節目咧就好熟悉嘅噃嚇。咁阿 Mark 就點解會參加咧？佢話咧啱啱喺嗰個階段咧，喺佢個事業階段咧，佢有個空隙啦，亦都佢覺得咧參加呢個咁樣嘅大型嘅我哋全國性嘅煮嘢嘅比賽咧，佢覺得係對佢嚟講只有可以得就冇失，咁所以佢覺得咧係可以去參加。咁佢本來就想參加另一個比賽，咁細時嘅嘢就好得意嘅，咁參加唔到另一個啦。咁佢哋改咗科目，咁佢就參加咗呢個 Top Chef Canada。Was it everything you thought it would be going in?
Yeah, it's exactly what I thought. 45 minutes is 45 minutes. You know,
is it very competitive?
Very competitive, but it was a lot of nice people this season. But everyone has their strengths. You can see right away as soon as you see the first plate that they've done, you kind of see where everyone stands, and you kind of see their strengths in the kitchen. But overall, very competitive, lots of talent. I think it's probably the most talented season the show's ever seen.
So when you got there, you saw all the other chefs, and you were kind of like blown away.
Yeah,
hi.
I was, yeah, because when I think about it, and I know where they work.Right, I think about me coming into the competition, you know, I'm a catering chef. I'm a pop-up chef. Like, I haven't been in the restaurant scene, you know, prior to the show in a long time. And, you know, before the show, I was vegan for like 5 months. So everything was like adjusting. It was, you know, but again, either way.
咁啊，我就問阿 Mark， 咁你參加呢個咁嘅我哋加拿大全國嘅一個烹調比賽嘅感受係如何啦？咁佢當然去到嘅時候就見到咧，好競爭係相當之大嘅，亦都見到好多好有才華嘅一啲嘅廚師咧就走埋一齊啦。咁其實佢啱啱咧就喺個一個空間喺佢嘅生活入邊啦。咁佢咧就都冇有呢個餐廳嘅背景嘅，因為都隔佢話隔咗幾年，因為佢我哋稍後會問佢關於佢喺澳洲嘅經驗啦。咁但係佢中間係唞咗一輪，咁所以突然間去到咧見到咁多其他嘅烹調嘅高手咧，佢都覺得咧就突咗然咧，但係咧其實都好有呢個挑戰性嘅。咁同埋佢話都好嚴謹嘅，45分鐘就係45分鐘。So when you say 45 minutes, it's 45 minutes. Tell us about that.
You know, when the time starts, is like when you have a challenge done in 45 minutes. I thought maybe there's a couple of things, maybe they do a couple of takes.You know, but then when the first challenge happened, it was 45 minutes.
係，即係原來咧係冇呢個空間嘅。原來呢個比賽咧就好認真嘅。佢話俾45分鐘你咧，就係俾45分鐘。佢以為咧，阿 Mark 以為咧中間咧可能會停一停啊，或者補拍。咁原來其實就唔係嘅。So they have cameras running around from all angles.
Oh yeah, there's cameras everywhere, and I had to get used to that. But it was very hard to get used to because, again, I'm the kind of person that likes to be in the back, just in the kitchen, you know. You can feel my energy, but I don't really like the all eyes on me scenario. But
so that was a challenge.
That was a challenge. But as soon as I started cooking, I seemed to forget everything around me. And, and it's the same scenario with the competition, right?
咁阿 Mark 話其實咧，佢都有少少係比較怕醜嘅，即係佢話喺廚房咧煮嘢冇問題，但突然之間又俾咁多呢個相機包圍住嘅時候咧，其實都帶嚟咧另一款嘅壓力嘅喎，咁所以咧亦都係要適應嘅。So cooking in a competition like this, you have to get used to the time, the eyes, and the competitiveness. And then, is there a secret ingredient in this competition, or how does that?
As in for me, or is this in the challenge?
In the challenge.
There's always a challenge where there are the sponsors and there are essentially based off the sponsors. Let's say there's an avocado sponsored, it's like a Mexican challenge and things like that. But
所以每一次參加比賽咧，都好視乎咧佢哋嗰日嘅題材啦。譬如如果佢話係整牛油果嘅，咁佢可能咧就要諗一啲嘢咧係去整牛油果嘅。So when you're in a competition like this and you're in the kitchen, you're in your own comfort zone, and they give you the challenge, you immediately go straight into thinking what you can do with it.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I literally, as soon as I hear the challenge, I'm like.I conceptualize the dish right away and I run and process the dish and then it literally comes together in the last 2-3 minutes.
好犀利啊！咁当佢哋咧接受到挑战嘅时候咧，阿 Mark 话咧，佢真系喺个眼喺个脑袋里边个眼咧就已经见到佢想构思咧嗰碟菜噶啦，跟住就要跑去攞嗰啲材料，然后咧佢话几分钟之内咧，其实就已经构成咗一个 dish. So there's no real time to think and come up with some, you know, a 100% perfect dish. It's really on the fly.
It's on the fly. Yeah, I think that's one of my strengths is able to think on my feet really quick. I think it's a matter of just making enough mistakes in the industry. You know, I've made tons of mistakes in my life where I kind of understood the variables, what could go wrong. So I knew what I could achieve in 30 minutes and 45. So I don't take it too far out of the box where if it did go wrong, I couldn't fix it. So I always looked at it, if I'm going to try something new, if it did go wrong, how can I fix it in 5 minutes if it goes wrong?
咁其實咧 ，Mark 話咧，佢其中一個強項咧，就係諗嘢諗得快。咁佢話咧，呢個係同佢嘅喺佢嘅職業上面嘅經驗係爭取翻嚟。佢話咧，咁佢佢好後生啫，但係佢話佢工作入邊咧都有好多個上上落落啦，起起跌跌啦。咁佢話咧都失敗過。咁佢話從嗰度咧，佢就得到一啲嘅經驗啦。咁所以咧參加呢啲比賽嘅時候咧，佢能夠咧用個腦袋咧就轉移得好快。咁然後咧就即刻諗。要諗一啲佢哋要做嘅嘢。Do you ever get distracted by the other chefs? Like, do you peek over? If it was me, I'd be terrible. I'd be like staring over my left, looking at the right.
No, I think I just disappear and get in my zone. But there was a contestant that would, you know, I'm not going to say any names, but he would walk to my station, look at my station. But, you know, maybe he just felt a little bit salty or sour about a couple of things.
咁我就問阿 Mark 啦，會唔會咧，即係你煮嘢食比賽咧，即係睇下隔離咧對敵喺度煮緊啲咩咧？咁阿 Mark 話其實佢都忙到不得了，佢就唔會煮，即係佢唔會理人哋煮咩。但係咧，就亦都有啲廚師就會走埋嚟咧，佢嘅 station 嗰度咧就睇下佢煮啲咩喎嚇。佢話個 everybody's style is a little bit different.
It's different, yeah. And you know, you can see where everyone stands right away. You can see someone's maturity on a plate when they compose it completely.
Right.
You know, if there's a lot of components, you can see that, you know, they're not mature enough mentally creating a dish. But there's a lot of chefs on that season where you can see it has like 4 or 5 components, meaning they're confident and they believe it. And,
即係佢話呢一碟餸咧，你就可以睇到咧嗰位廚師有幾成熟嚇，即係佢裏邊用幾多個材料，點樣將佢配搭出嚟咧，就睇到嗰個廚師嘅經驗咧，同埋佢嘅成熟嘅程度係去到邊度嘅噃嚇。So when you talk about the competitiveness, is it like in a healthy stage, or can it get a bit nasty like some of those reality shows?
I thought it was healthy. I think it's because we're still a bunch of Canadians, so it's not too bad. You know, it's not too bad. It's not as bad as I thought. But you know, maybe behind the scenes it was a little bit more, but on TV, I'm sure that's not going to show. But again, you know right away with your gut who likes you and who doesn't.
系，咁我就问阿 Mark 啦，其实咧佢呢一个烹调比赛咧有几竞争性咧？会唔会好似佢哋嗰啲 reality show 咁啊？即系你又针对我，我又针对你。咁阿 Mark 就讲得好好，佢话咧我哋大家都系加拿大人，咁啊同其他国家唔同，我哋都保持一啲嘅风度噶吓。咁当然咧系有呢一个嘅比赛嘅呢一个嘅感觉喺度啦。但系咧好快佢话咧就知道咧边啲系可以同你做朋友，边啲咧就可能未必系同你咁熟嘅，所以。You've made friends in the group already. You know who's on Team Mark.
Yeah,
besides Deborah.
Yeah, yes. Thank you.
You know who's on Team Mark already when you're in the.
Of course. And, you know,
So you will root for some other competitor too, because you know what, you're all going through the same thing.
Of course, but at the same time, I want everyone to do their best. I want to make sure they're in a position that they're able to do their best. So I would never, you know, even though it's a competition, I would not want them to put them in a scenario where I feel like.I've done that on purpose to make him fail.
Hi.
You know, you can't you know, be the best if they're not in the best, you know, scenario.
So, 即係阿 Mark 嘅話咧，佢好支持大家嘅，即係大家係用佢好有呢、這個好健康嘅比賽嘅心得啦。咁佢覺得咧，我支持你，你支持我，希望大家咧係帶出嚟最好嘅一面嘅噃嚇。咁我哋講到呢度，我哋 take a very short break， 我哋轉頭翻嚟繼續，大家唔好行開。